One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Swank in space.
Hello, this is Bradley Martin. I'm here to talk about Netflix's new miniseries, or I guess they still call them TV series, Away. It's about this team of astronauts who say the moon is nice, you know, like walking around the moon, fun, do a little hop. Good on you, Neil. Good on you, Buzz. Good on you, third guy I always remember but forget when I'm called on it. But we're going to Mars! How long does it take to get to Mars? It's a 3-year mission. And these astronauts, they have love, they have regret, and they have lives that they have to leave behind so humanity can take a leap forward. Now, I'm not going to be talking about this alone.
Nice.
No, of course not. I'm going to be here with my good friend. We've done a couple of these together. Always enjoy his company. I have Santi with me.
Hello, everybody. I am actually floating inside of a chamber with zero gravity, but it's a CGI chamber. So really, I'm just in a giant bowl of green jello. Sorry, I'm trying to make this interesting, because it may not be.
That is interesting. I kind of want to try that. And also, I have with me, I'm not sure if this is the first time we've reviewed anything together. Talking really fast, I'm going to slow it down a bit. I have, oh my gosh, Mark.
Hello.
Thank you. Mark is with us. How are you?
I think we've been together at least one other time.
And it's a time I'll never forget, but let's move on.
Clearly.
So, Away. I'll just get this rocket moving here. What'd you guys think of Away?
I thought it was devoid of passion. I thought it was unintentionally hilarious. I thought it was clunky.
Very good. Mark, what'd you think of Away?
I thought it was interesting in that it was soft science fiction disguising itself as hard science fiction. It pretends to be really technical, but it's really about the drama of the people that are participating, which is fine, except that there's a lot of things that I just don't find really, really realistic, let's say, about how people would react who have devoted their entire lives to being going up into space. So I think, yeah, that's what I think about it.
Okay, so I'm hearing what you're saying. You feel that if someone is devoting their lives to a mission, especially in the field of science that involves travel, space, many hours by yourself with your numbers, your calculations, and your colleagues, that you probably wouldn't have time for a family, especially a nuclear one.
Yeah, especially when it's developed as the main family, the American family. There's a side, the Russian character, who's actually kind of my favorite one. His family's a lot more realistic as to what would probably happen with somebody who's devoting their entire life to one specific act, one profession like that.
Now, something I do want to get into, and Santi, please chime in. These characters, not just Hilary Swank, the Hilary Swank, Oscar Academy Award winning darling. For decades, she's been lighting up the screen with beautiful performances. All these actors are actually very well, not just casted, but their performances are great. How do you feel about great performances tied to, I'll just say, dialogue that's kind of cheesy and cliche, like the Russian astronaut's like, oh, I like vodka. Vodka's my favorite thing. Is there any other reason to live? Like, yeah, because you're Russian. I get it. Or Dr. Liu Wang. played by Vivian Wu. She talked about honor and duty. Of course she did. She's from China, and that is a cliche for Chinese characters and things. But go on. Yes, please.
I mean, I agree. I think everybody delivered. I all the actors were sound, and there was very little for them to work with, and I think that they did what they could. We have Josh Charles in this movie, who I just want to say, I remember him most from being the boyfriend in Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I think he might have had like three lines in that movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that. I was trying to figure out where I saw him before.
He's been in a few other things, you know, and in this movie, I believe that he's not necessarily in the forefront because he's back on Earth while Hilary Swank's character is, you know, out, you know, spelunking in space. But it doesn't even seem that dramatic. I have to admit that, like, while this movie is like a drama that occurs in space where people make the ultimate sacrifices, it wasn't very suspenseful. Like, I'm more on the edge of my seat when, you know, pizza's about to be ready in the oven. Like, it was like, yeah, just, I don't know, it was highly predictable. There was a couple scenes, I think I counted this once in every episode, where there's two people talking about another person and then that person shows up. That's the level of cheesiness that we're dealing with here, and I think that, like, I've spoken about this before, Netflix is in this really unique space where they can afford some really high-profile actors, and they want to make a huge hit, but they, I don't know if they're trying to, like, recreate a bubble that burst long ago, but they do it with movies. Most recently, I think Project Power is, you know, a good example of what they're doing. If you haven't watched it, it's... No, I'm not even going to get into it. But I will say that they bring in high-level actors with some mediocre scripts, and this very well could have been on daytime television, just based off of the pacing. I think it's more geared towards maybe like a slightly older audience who's not too keen on some of like the deep darkness of real life. I think it's more based on the strenuous parts of being a partner relationship. There's some give or take as far as like the confidence and leadership. The themes are just very, I don't know, vanilla. They're very plain. They're very plain.
Well, there's a speech on hope in this. Are you saying that saying hope is great? Hope is sunlight, and sunlight is warm? That didn't move you?
Nah, hope sucks.
Oh, wow.
It is interesting in these occupational dramas, as I call them, doctors, firemen, EMTs, lawyers, everyone that everyone is with in these seems to forget the other person has a job. And it's so strange. I think they said these astronauts were training for 10 years for a mission like this.
Yeah.
And then when she's about to go to Mars, so many of her relatives are like, really? You can do that? You're going to do that for 3 years? Are you sure? Like, you'd think these discussions would have occurred 10 years ago.
Yeah, she's been focused on it for 20 years. She's been training and training and training and training. All of a sudden, look at all the regrets. I'm like, now you're going to have regrets? I mean, you're on the ship. You're on the moon.
No regrets now?
Yeah, you're 3 years into the mission. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, like her oldest daughter, who is good. All these performances, I think, are really good. I've never seen such delicate, even nuanced acting of sad faces and stress, anxiety, with such strange dialogue. Like, there's a scene where the oldest daughter is lamenting about how she'll miss her mom so much and how it's okay, you have my permission to leave. And it's like, that's interesting in the sense that your mom made this decision before you were even born.
Right.
So exactly. Are we going to go that way? Because that is interesting. A drama about this child struggling with decisions made before she even existed by someone who is considered her entire world, as a mother is, often by a child. But they don't dive into these issues or themes. They just say them out loud and then they're resolved. Which, like I was saying, kind of off mic, is how Grey's Anatomy goes. That's how the Shondaverse, as it's called, goes. And I love a lot of the Shondaverse stuff because it's escapism. It's kind of trashy, a little bit saucy, but it's... I feel horrible saying beneath Hillary Swank. Anyways.
Yeah, I would say that's true. I think she's better than that. I think she's done way better performances. Even A Million Dollar Baby, which is a movie that I'm not a huge fan of, she's so much better and more dynamic in that than she is in this.
Oh, absolutely. Now, there are some spacewalks in this. A lot of special effects, especially for what's a series
right
on Netflix. And I think they look great. All the space hopping and tethering and floating, I thought it looked pretty damn cool. But I don't watch a lot of space shows, so maybe I'm biased on it. Santi, what did you think of the effects?
I actually agree. I think it looked good. There was... there was obviously a good budget for this show. And it definitely did have a pacing where it was like something really dramatic happened in every episode to each of the characters, which didn't leave a lot of room for character development because they're all going through, you know, all these traumatic experiences, which is customary if you don't watch a lot of space shows. Something goes wrong in every scene or every, you know, every part of the film. You know, that's what defines these space dramas.
Yeah.
Kind of happened in a rapid succession to each one of the characters, which I think is like an intention to get you to see the arc of their life and kind of where they are. And I feel like that's where, you know, you can see that everybody on this show like has some acting chops. There's no denying that. And there's always a but. There is always a but. But again, there's just that Netflix bloat, and that's what I'm going to start calling it. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, there were 10 episodes each.
Yeah.
50 minutes long.
Yeah.
Way too long. I'm sorry. I know I said that I was going to let you speak, but they're a little too long. I mean, if hope is anything, I kept hoping for these episodes to be like a little bit shorter as the series goes on. I feel like that's like something they should put in these like, you know, assisted endings. Like, I should decide if I want to watch the short version of the last four episodes of this TV series, if only... to get on with the next thing a little sooner. Sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, Brad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, not at all. Now, this series, I think it concludes. But we are also baited with sequel talk.
Yeah, they're going for a second season.
Oh, it's coming back for sure.
I can see three seasons, so three legs of the journey. So,
three legs of it. Yeah.
Yeah, you get
either
there.
Of you.
Yeah, go on.
This is before our final thoughts, but anything in this series that is going to carry you to a second season?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was enjoyable enough as light entertainment. I mean, you like Grey's Anatomy, right? You keep tuning in like season by season, maybe not by every episode, but it's enjoyable enough. It's light drama. It's really soft science fiction, you know? I mean, and yeah, I mean, you want to know what happens on Mars. That's, you know, that's kind of where they're going, and that's what the whole thing's about. So yeah, I'll watch it. I mean, I'm a lot softer on this show than I think you guys are. Like I said before, I think it's just mainstream entertainment. It's just a evening drama, as you know, hey, we're going to Mars, everybody, you know. So
yeah.
I mean, and that's what you get. That's exactly the tone you get. I mean, they try to put pathos and tragedy, and of course there is. And also, by the way, I might add, the one thing that drove me crazy is they have really shitty engineers on this show, because everything that can go wrong in this mission goes wrong. It's like, really? You couldn't work this out in the 20 years? I mean, you couldn't get a decent water filter. You couldn't figure out that things were a little flammable in that environment. And on and on and on. Like, everything can go wrong goes wrong. The guy lies about his sight. I mean, there's so many dumb things that happen in this thing. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, on the other hand, with Trump's Space Force, I could totally see it happening. So who knows?
Now, I do want to ask that before the final thoughts. How do you guys feel about the qualifications for a lot of these positions on this Mars mission? Is a reference that's essentially the best damn pilot I've ever seen. You know, and that's it.
That was great, Michael Caine. That was actually really good.
I hate that trope. I absolutely hate it. I understand why it exists, so we can relate to a character that has a IQ of over 200, if that's even possible. but I'm not a fan. What did you guys think of their jobs, and do you think they should have had them? Or do you think drama's got a drama, so of course things go wrong?
I question, you know, why the mission isn't canceled when one of the five people has a serious handicap. Like, how is he going to complete his mission? I did like the fact that there is a black British Ghanaese Jewish gentleman, which, wow, you want to talk about nailing a lot of bases at once there, a lot of check boxes. But that being said, he is a cool character, but I don't know much about botany, but I know a little bit, and a lot of what he glosses over makes no sense about Mars and the environment that's purportedly there, about how he's just going to start growing stuff. And so that kind of screws me up a little bit.
Well, if Matt Damon can grow potatoes, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, except that's what I mean. That's hardcore sci-fi. It's really technical, and they exhaustively go into how he makes it possible. The crap he's got to go through. The bacteria he's got to raise. This is like, yeah, we'll make it work.
Yeah, and that character is Kwesi, Dr. Kwesi, played by Ato Asando. And again, he says some pretty cliche stuff, especially about spirituality, because shows this don't want to take a hard stance.
Yep,
he does it so well. It's such a good performance.
He put a spiritual spin on it, and he put a message in there. Message, guys. It's God's involved.
Yeah, message. Hope. God. What else?
Exactly.
Love.
I found it to be unrealistic. I mean, I thought that their jobs were they were canned, and they just seemed like unfit. I don't know. It just didn't go along with at least what I understood these characters to be. But again, like they were there and they were playing the part, but it just seemed so hokey to me that it was hard for me to like even consider like what their positions were as even like indicative of like what kind of person they were. You know, it was so disconnected for me that I didn't bother to make that connection. It was just like, oh, that just happens to be your line. And that's how phoned in I feel like that's a lot of it was. And that's how I felt about it. I mean, it just seemed like very theatrical.
Well, why don't you blast off into your final thoughts there, but
I see what you did there.
I think that this is as being as far as like a this is a really long series. I'm surprised that, you know, it is this long, but I suppose that just means the aspirations are big. Like that's why they are already planning to release this, you know, despite mediocre reviews. Like, you know, I've seen shows with better reviews get canceled after one season. But this is going to go on because they probably have a whole lot of plans for this. And that being said, you guys asked if I would watch season two. I mean, I think we've had conversations on this podcast about, you know, putting TV on when you're doing something else. If I ever like bring myself to be in that situation, then Away would be the TV show that I would put on because it doesn't require that much engagement. You can just put it on. And it's like Marco said that, it's like how Mark said, we're going to space so nonchalantly. And it's because that's how they kind of approach the whole scenario. The reason that they continue with the mission after so many things go wrong is because they almost anticipated it. And it's like, they don't even care. It's just like, oh, that went wrong.
Moving on.
We're going to have a one-on-one about it. And then we're just going to keep on going.
Right. Right. Moving on. Let's get, it's going to be, you know, these things happen.
so what's your... I'm going to give Away a whopping, you know, just middle of the road 5 out of 10 great balls of fire.
Very cool.
There you go.
All right, Mark, final thoughts.
Let's see. I enjoyed the acting. It was solid, as you said. I mean, not much of a challenge for veterans like Hilary Swank and I guess Josh Charles. I mean, I've seen him in other things too, but he's really good at that tight, tense face, which he does a lot in the whole series. I know that, like I said, it gets a little confused about what messages it wants to say. Like, yes, it's a lot of strong females, but it highlights all the regrets she has with her family, which is understandable, but this character would be, meaning the Hilary Swank character, would be pretty focused on what she was doing, and she's been planning this her whole life. I think she would have been more at terms with what she was doing. She'd be conflicted. I mean, there's a medical emergency in her family and her teenage daughter. I think that she would have had that settled in herself and even understood that this is what I've been preparing for my whole life. And this is not only for me, it's for my country. It's for the world. And away we go. Script's okay. It's comfort food. It's actually almost like network TV. It's very soap opera-ish, of course. That's the melodrama we're talking about. And it doesn't have a very riveting pace. It kind of drags. That being said, the thing I liked most about it was it didn't make a big deal out of certain things. Like, there's a Down syndrome child in it. They don't make a big deal out of it. She's just there. There's things like that. Also, the teenage character of their daughter, who's played by Talitha Bateman, who's, I guess the character's name is Alexis or Lex Logan, is one of the few adolescent girls that is not totally annoying in the terms of her problems.
And she's good.
Yeah, she was great. She was not obnoxious. It was such a pleasure to have a girl who, the way she reacts makes sense. It's realistic. She's stressed. She absolutely has every right to be stressed. She doesn't do stupid shit. she does do stupid shit, but it's not like out of the
like a teenager would.
No, it's realistic stuff that teenagers would do, and it's not like she doesn't suddenly have five babies, or acquire a drug habit instantly. I've seen that happen. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, I liked it a little more. I enjoyed it. I'll watch the second season. I'm kind of curious to see what happens now that they may or may not make it to Mars. So I don't want to spoil that, but you probably can figure it out on your own. 7 out of 10, really shitty water filters.
Oh, that water. To me, there's a sequence in this where it's quiet because they're spacewalking. And Swank, very good. The co-stars that she's with, incredible. Ray Panthaki, the Russian, Mark Ivanar.
Yeah, I like the guy.
These performances are like what Sinatra used to sing, "Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, I love you. I love you." And you feel those performances. This dialogue, though, is more like, "Do you like me? Or do you like me? Check one." And so I'm very conflicted about this. I don't know if I answered the question earlier. I think I'd give season two a shot because I really enjoy these performances.
Agreed.
It's painful to hear some of this dialogue, though, sometimes. And it's weird to see them ignore advancements in mankind, science, medical, all these things that they're living in, the show world they live in, for, "Gee, I hope my daughter's not stressed out about me having a job." Like, is that important right now? You're going to Mars. Doesn't that sound more important? Whew. But things like that can be a good family show. Right. I'm just going to go one higher than Santi and give this 6 very rare brain conditions that pop up for plot reasons out of 10.
There you go.
Poor Josh Charles. He didn't see that one coming, did he? Yeah.
It was hard to walk away from it.
Wasn't even a whole episode before the guy's, on his fucking back. Sorry.
Great performance, too.
Really left Josh him Charles. Numb, didn't it? Sorry, I can't help myself.
Movie numb, though, not... Yeah, not how a seizure really tears a body apart.
Yeah, that's true. If you know anything about seizures, you're like, that was the thing I was having a hard time with. I'm like, yeah, he wouldn't bounce back quite that fast. But seizures are weird. Who knows? Or, sorry, strokes. Yeah. My apologies, strokes.